Republican and Democratic lawmakers earned high marks from the state's largest law enforcement union for bills to improve public safety and defend collective bargaining. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, July 21st. In this first half of today's State Capitol Report, we'll talk with the head of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association about its biennial legislative report card and other law enforcement matters. And we will welcome your questions for him, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jim Palmer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, which last week released its biennial legislative report card. He's also the executive officer of the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Museum of Valor. And we'll get into that a little bit later. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, first, tell us, what exactly is this legislative report card? Why do you do this?
Well, sure. You know, it's something we started back in 2005. You know, a lot of groups maintain some kind of legislative report card, and the WPPA was no different. Prior to 2005, we looked at bills that had received a vote on the floor of one of the chambers, either the State Assembly or the State Senate. But as most people who have been around the legislature know, most of the bills introduced never make it that far. So it's really kind of a narrow and limited way to evaluate legislative activity. And so we came up with, through the help of our board of directors, which consists of elected law enforcement officers from all across the state, with a very cumulative methodology that, you know, we award and deduct points based on, you know, co-sponsorship, based on committee votes. And I really think it's the most cumulative of its kind. And it's, you know, when we make endorsements during, you know, the election cycles, it's important for us to be able to demonstrate to our members and to the public why we did that. And so to have something, have a credible measure such as this, I think is really beneficial.
Well, can you sum up the work of the state legislature with regard to public safety and law enforcement issues? What's your general assessment?
Well, we're very pleased generally. You know, the WPPA has a long bipartisan tradition of, you know, not only supporting lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, but working with them as well. And this session really was no different. We are a law enforcement group and a labor union, quite frankly. And so we try to evaluate bills within those narrow parameters. There wasn't much collective bargaining legislation introduced in this last session, but there was quite a bit of public safety legislation that was introduced. And a lot of it was beneficial not only to law enforcement, but to the public. And I think, demonstrates that public safety is a matter that is an issue that crosses partisan boundaries. And so we're pleased about that.
Yeah, we won't be able to list every single lawmaker this hour, but if I counted this correctly, you had 19 Democrats and 22 Republicans, and they're given top marks for being, what, friends of law enforcement and your organization.
Right. What we refer to as the law enforcement honor roll, and it really shows that these are legislators who went above and beyond in terms of being willing to sign on and support and really advocate for public safety initiatives and issues that benefit Wisconsin's law enforcement community.
And you also have a dishonor roll?
Well, we haven't called it that explicitly, but that is, I think, the phrase that some have used. And it really shows that, you know, just like with respect to the honor roll, those on the bottom, it's distributed very evenly across party lines.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have the ability to name every single lawmaker, whether they're on the honor roll or the dishonor roll or somewhere in the middle.
Sure.
But we have posted the legislative or the Wisconsin Law Enforcement legislative report card on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. But let's talk a little bit about what do you think is the biggest thing the state legislature did right? What was maybe the most important issue that did pass for law enforcement in the past session?
Sure. Well, something that we worked very hard on is Assembly Bill 409, which has become law. And it basically mandates that anytime there's an officer-related death, that an outside outside agency has to come in and investigate that incident. You know, we recognize those are some of the most sensitive situations for not only law enforcement officers but communities to confront. And it's just, we think, of paramount importance. And fortunately, lawmakers and Governor Walker agreed it's of paramount importance that those investigations be viewed credibly. Now, It's also important to note that the vast majority of law enforcement agencies across the state already do this. But there are some larger and were some larger agencies across the state who had the manpower and had the expertise, and they had historically always done them themselves. But something we worked very hard on, and we think it not only protects the law enforcement officers, but it protects the public.
Mm-hmm. And since that, well, there have been 7 deadly police shootings so far this year. How is the new law that requires the outside agency to investigate those kinds of events, how is it going so far?
We think it's going very successfully, and there actually have been, I think, 14 officer-involved shootings across the state. The WPPA is involved in more officer-involved shootings year in and year out than any other group or any other law enforcement agency across the state. And just since the new law went into effect in late April, there have been, I believe, 7 or 8 officer-related fatalities that had adhered to this new procedural requirement. And they went along very successfully, and we're pleased about that. I think that any time you have investigations of very sensitive situations, I think they need to be viewed credibly. And having this mandate from the state, I think, is something that's been beneficial for everyone.
So the outside investigation showed that the police in these situations acted appropriately.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was your biggest legislative disappointment about the past session?
Sure. Well, there was one bill that was actually introduced by a Democrat. It was one of the very few collective bargaining bills introduced this last session that would have eliminated the collective bargaining rights of police officers and firefighters, but only in the city of Milwaukee. And we thought that that was an unfair piece of legislation. And even though we don't represent Milwaukee Police and Fire, it's something that we felt we had to stand up for and fight against.
So why did this Democrat want to take away collective bargaining from the Milwaukee Police Union?
Well, I think it has something to do with, in the last biennial state budget, the law was changed to loosen the residency requirements for police officers and firefighters. And I think it's pretty clear that Senator Carpenter, he was very outspoken against that. And I think that this was one way that he expressed his ire over that issue. Having said that, I think it's also important to note that Senator Carpenter did very well overall on our legislative report card because, you know, we do take a cumulative view of all the legislation that's introduced that's of interest to our members, and we evaluate it through the entire process. And so despite that one bill, we weight each bill on a scale of 1 to 5, and I say we, I mean our legislative committee and our rank-and-file members, our leaders. It's clear that, you know, we don't want any one bill to skew the results. And I think this is demonstrative of that.
Yeah. So there really weren't any bills that the Wisconsin Professional Police Association didn't support. Only 3 of 30 that are on the report card. What do you suppose this says about where the legislature's priorities are?
I think, in this post-Act 10 era, I think lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are more willing to work together to try and get things done. And we think that's a much more constructive environment, and I think our report card bears that out.
Mm-hmm. I said we wouldn't name every single lawmaker on your report card for being on the honor roll or not. Is there someone that that has been a particular friend to law enforcement?
There have been. There have been several. The two probably most notable are State Representative Gary Byes, who himself is a former deputy sheriff. In the state assembly, he had the highest score on our report card by far. And Senator Jerry Petrowski on the Senate side, rather. Both Republicans. But again, both Republicans and Democrats did very well on our report card overall.
Yeah. And so are you, you want to shout out someone who better clean up their act?
Well, you know, we'll let the report card speak for itself. And we think that we've identified people who clearly need to do more. And we've already had some outreach from some of those individuals. And we hope to more constructively work with them in the future.
We are talking with Jim Palmer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, which recently released its biennial legislative report card. We're talking about legislative issues important to the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, and we're welcoming your questions and your views and talking about the law enforcement matters that are important to the state of Wisconsin. And we'll also talk a little bit about the issues that are important in the race for Attorney General in Wisconsin coming up next. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. How do you think the legislature did with regard to public safety issues in this past session? This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 20 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, July 21st. In this half of our state capitol report, we are talking about the Wisconsin Professional Police Association's legislative report card and other police matters with Jim Palmer, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. And Jim, let's talk a little bit about... Let's talk a little bit about the Attorney General's race. Democratic State Representative John Richards, who is one of the candidates running for Attorney General, made your law enforcement honor roll this year. Why did he get high marks?
Well, I think John Richards has demonstrated over the course of his career, he's been a strong supporter of law enforcement at the legislative level, whether it's on the Joint Committee on Finance or been pushing for the local prosecutors to have better pay, and to trying to curb the turnover that we have in our district attorney offices across the state and the shortage that we have. I think there was a Department of Administration report in the end of 2012 that showed that we're more than 200 local prosecutors below as a state where we need in order to maintain for them to maintain their workloads. And that's a significant public safety challenge. And I think John Richards has been a leader on that issue.
Interesting. So as a police association, you're concerned about district attorneys as well.
We are very much so. I mean, I think, you know, as I travel the state and interact with our members, regardless of where I go, whether it's in Madison or Superior or Marinette or Wausau, it's one of the issues that our rank and file members bring to me. And they talk about, going through the effort of bringing someone into custody for, committing crimes and then seeing them within a matter of weeks and sometimes even days because the workload and the caseload of our district attorney's offices is so overpowering that they simply can't keep up with what they have. And perhaps these individuals aren't getting the full measure of justice that their acts deserve.
So the WPPA hosted a debate among all four candidates running for Attorney General. The primary is 3 weeks from tomorrow, but you haven't endorsed anybody. When might that happen?
I think, our board of directors, again, elected officers from all across the state, they make those determinations. And we had, as you mentioned, a wonderfully informative debate at our annual convention in May. And we're blessed, I think, as a state to have four outstanding candidates. And our board really wanted to wait until after the primary, and I think that's when we'll make an endorsement determination. All four candidates have different strengths, and it'll be interesting to see who the primary voters decide to go head-to-head this fall.
Mm-hmm. What was your takeaway from that debate a couple of months ago?
Well, I think all of them, one of the questions that we posed was what they viewed as the most significant public safety challenge or challenges confronting the state. And they all, to a person, indicated that it was the heroin epidemic in Wisconsin. And I'm not sure that that's something, even though there's been increased media coverage of it throughout Wisconsin, I don't have a sense that the general public appreciate how critical an issue and how critical a public safety challenge this is for the men and women of law enforcement, not only those who patrol our streets, but those who man our district attorney offices as well.
Yeah, we've done some issue talk on this program and other Wisconsin Public Radio programs about that, and there were some bills that did pass this past session that were related to the heroin epidemic.
Definite improvements, and you certainly saw Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, the outgoing incumbent, make this more of a focal point in the last 2 years, and so we're pleased with that. And I think clearly, certainly with respect to our members, they feel that more needs to be done.
Well, what more needs to be done? Do you have specifics?
Well, I think first and foremost, and it's almost a public relations thing, really. I think, as I mentioned, I don't know that the general public appreciate how critical an issue this is. And, we have officers, again, regardless of where I travel throughout the state, who deal with heroin overdoses on a weekly and sometimes daily basis. And that's something that we really need to minimize the information gap that I think that exists between the men and women who wear a badge and those who live in our communities.
Well, what are some of the other law enforcement issues of that public safety issues that are important in the race for Attorney General, important to the state of Wisconsin?
Sure. Well, another issue that we asked about at our in our debate was about criminalizing first-time OWIs. And that's an issue that we've always struggled with as an association, because obviously the drunk driving is a huge challenge in Wisconsin. And I don't think there were a lot of bills just in this last 2-year session that were introduced to try and tackle it, but maybe too many, because I think generally people would observe that not enough was done. And so we asked all four candidates of that, and I think Representative Richards and Ishmael Ozan both indicated that they support criminalizing first-time OWIs, and Mr. Schimmel and Susan Happ indicated that they do not support it because of the stress that it will place on our already overburdened district attorneys.
And what is your position on it, your organization's position?
Well, we're kind of in the middle. In the past, we have, when legislation has been introduced to criminalize first-time OWIs, we have opposed it because it didn't provide for adequate funding. And I think the Legislative Audit Bureau or Fiscal Bureau, I think, surmised that it would create something like 1 million new cases across the state. And if we don't have the funding to, better equip not only the men and women of law enforcement, but of our local prosecutors as well, I think you have to worry about what other crimes aren't going to get the attention they deserve. And so unless you're going to provide the funding that's needed to really do that, I don't know that that criminalizing first-time OWIs is the panacea that some would believe it to be.
Were you generally pleased with the job that Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has done over his term?
Generally, we were. We did endorse him in both of his campaigns. We also, on a few issues, spoke out in critically of him as it relates, again, to local prosecutors and not being more of a leader in terms of trying to minimize the pay progression improve the pay progression, minimize the fact that we have this huge shortage of district attorneys throughout Wisconsin. But on a lot of issues, I think he communicated very well with Wisconsin's law enforcement community. He met and conducted roundtables all throughout the state, and we would hope that whoever's elected this fall to be the next attorney general, follow suit in some of those ways.
So what public safety and law enforcement issues would you like to see the legislature take up next session?
Well, that's a good question. I think clearly there is a desire amongst not only our members, but legislators of both parties and the general public to do more in the area of drunk driving. And I think the problem is, as I mentioned, there are so many bills that were introduced this last session that I don't think that anyone could kind of narrow them down and prioritize which ones were the most important. And whether it's strengthening or the penalties for repeat drunk drivers or criminalizing first-time offenses, I think clearly something needs to be done in the area of OWIs, and that's at least what our members feel.
Mm-hmm. Anything else besides drunk driving?
Well, as I mentioned, the heroin epidemic is one that we need to do more to better equip our law enforcement officers and give them the resources they need to address this and confront this huge public safety challenge. And it's probably going to come in the way of resources. And so that local law enforcement agencies can do more in terms of working together and creating regional task forces and things like that.
Tell us about, switching gears here a little bit, the museum that you're trying to create that would honor Wisconsin's law enforcement.
Sure. Well, the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, going back to 1946, has been recognizing our bravest officers throughout the state through service awards. And we realize that we have this incredibly wonderful collection of local law enforcement heroics. And we thought that, that's something that has an educational value. And it's we really ought to do more. More should be done, rather, to promote the good deeds that our law enforcement officers do. And so our board of directors has established an independent group that will be governed again by local law enforcement officers from across the state. And it's our ambition in the next few years to establish Wisconsin's first and only law enforcement museum of valor. We were very pleased back in May during Police Week, actually National Police Week, to announce that UW basketball coach Bo Ryan has graciously agreed to serve as our honorary chairman. And so right now we're at the point of trying to raise the funds sufficient to open the doors of this facility, because right now it really exists on paper. But we really think that that there's an educational value that is not only good, it not only serves the men and women of law enforcement, but it really serves the public as well. And I think it'll be a great addition to Madison if and when it actually comes to fruition.
And to learn more about this effort, is there someplace people can go?
Right now they can go to the WPPA website, WPPA.com. We are in the process of building a website for the Wisconsin Museum of Valor, but that's still very much a work in progress.
Yeah, and it would be something that would open in a couple of years or something if this comes about?
Yeah, and in addition, you know, to sharing these stories of local law enforcement heroics, you know, we'd like to have a number of different exhibits, whether it's a police motorcycle photo booth or fingerprinting station so parents can bring their kids in, and interactive bomb robots. We can really educate the public not only about, you know, the good deeds that our law enforcement officers do, but, you know, some of the technologies, emerging technologies that they have at their disposal.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being here.
Great. Thank you.
Jim Palmer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, which recently released its biennial legislative report card. He's also the chief executive officer of the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Museum of Valor. Coming up next, we are going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we're going to welcome in reporter Bill Leaders, who released an investigative report yesterday on allegations of abuse at Waupun State Prison. That's coming up after the news.